السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقد جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، دلني على عمل إذا عملته أحبني الله وأحبني الناس. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله، وازهد عند ما فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, and root word of insan is nisyan, forgetfulness, or uns, affection and love. So human being is a mixture of forgetfulness and the affection. That's why it is said, Al-insanu murakkabu min al-khata'i wa nisyan. Nisyan is forgetfulness. A human being is a creature, he cannot live alone. He cannot live in jungle, isolated, or in the valley, or in the top of mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within himself a uns, a sifat and attribute of affection and love. That's why he cannot survive alone. They need a community, they need the people to love them, care about them. And that is why our forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala has created him with his own hand and granted him permission to get entry into the paradise and live in paradise and enjoy all the bounties of the Jannah, he went in, but the experience was that he was feeling loneliness. He was alone. So that's the point. An insan cannot live alone. It's against the nature. That's why we need somebody to love us, and at the same time we also should love. It's give and take. And that is why in the Holy Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are true believers. Ashaddu hubba lillah. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior. When it comes to the comparison between the love of makhluk and khaliq, between the love of creator and the creation, at that time, that's the imtihan, that is the test, to whom he gives the preference. If he gives the preference to his family, his wife, his children, his dunya, on top of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows his love of this dunya, all the relatives of this world, more than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, when a person sacrifices everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of his wife, love of his parents, love of his children, love of his worldly things, and he follow and give the preference to the ahkam and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the proof that he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala superior, more than the love of anything else. Now, how we can create and inculcate the love of makhluk, at the same time love of khaliq? As Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ask him, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me, advise me, admonish me, some amal, some act, that if I do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should love me, and at the same time, the makhluk, the creation, the people, also should love me. One amal and two results. Love of Allah and love of makhluk, love of people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him that you must detach yourself. Abstain from the worldly things. You shouldn't have love of wealth or love of luxury or love of comfort of this world. If you detach your heart and clean it up from the love of this material world, Allah will automatically love you. Because Allah doesn't like this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world, He did not even look at the world once with the love. He did not. He hate the world. And that is why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have a value of this entire world in the size of the wing of mosquito, just little bit, this example, how tiny, how insignificant, not the whole mosquito. Mosquito itself is a small, tiny creature, insect. Allah did not give example of elephant or zebra. Mosquito. And not the whole mosquito completely, the wing, one part of the mosquito. That much of the value Allah doesn't have for this entire world. If it would be, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah would not allow any kafir mushrik to drink a sip of water. And we see and witness that those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have more wealth and more dunya, more luxury compared to those poor people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him all the time. Because Allah doesn't created us for this dunya. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. The entire world has been created for you, but you are not for this world. Your existence in this dunya is to prepare for hereafter. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Main purpose of our existence in this dunya, in this world, is to get ready and prepare and sacrifice and make an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be successful in hereafter. Our goal should be a success in hereafter, not in this dunya. So how we can inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the love of the people? There are some points I like to highlight today. There are about 10 points. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depend on worshipping, ibadat, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the criteria. Right? So when a person excessively spends his time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving that person. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person, He does not stop over there. He called Jibreel alayhi salam, the master of all the angels. He said, O Jibreel, I love certain person, so and so, with the name. He still is in dunya, is alive. He said, you should also love him. And the sifat and attribute of the angels, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the Holy Quran, لَا يَعْسِنَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرُونَ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Right? They don't disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't ask question why and what. Immediately they start obeying. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That is the sifat and attribute of the angels. So Jibreel salam start loving that person for the sake of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to love. Then he does not stop there. He announces amongst the angels, the dwellers of the heavens, that, O angels, listen to me, very special announcement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just informed me that he loves so and so. And I also started loving that person because he's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you all people should love him. Look at the respect. Then all the angels of the heaven start loving that person. Love of angels is what? Love of angels is to make dua-e maghfirat for that person. And say Ameen to on his duas. So his dua can get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the love of angels. Then his qubooliyat, his acceptance place on this world. Meaning all the creation of the world start loving that person. You know, sometimes we see the one strange person, we don't even know him, but automatically in our heart, by looking at him, we have the love and affection for that person. Why it happens? Especially the pious people, God-fearing people. When they come, we just look at to them without speaking a word, automatically our hearts incline towards them. We start loving them automatically. What is that? What is the qubooliyat, acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of the people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the love of that person in the hearts of the people, so automatically all the people start loving that person. This is the link to each other. Our ibadat, our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, makes us beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving us, then the Jibreel salam and all the angels, all the creation of this earth start loving us. All of we become popular, maqbool, accepted personality amongst all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great honor. And how are we going to achieve this goal? We all like it. It looks so nice to hear it. But there is an effort behind it. We have to sacrifice a lot to gain this goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al Imran, the verse number 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O my Prophet, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must inform your ummah, your followers, my creation, my servants, if they are claiming, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if they are claiming they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell them, inform them my condition of accepting their love. Fattabi'uni, that they all have to obey you. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them they should follow your Mubarak Sunnah, your Mubarak way of life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَكَدْ كَانُوا لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that for you, we have sent down Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great and perfect example to follow. So until and unless we not obey and follow and inculcate and implement the Mubarak tariqah and sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is not going to love us. No matter how many times we claim and have lip services, Allah doesn't care. Condition is that you have to obey and follow the every step of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then and then only Allah will start loving us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves anyone, first of all, fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullahu wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. He does not only love, but the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he forgives the sin of that person. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, then he gives him tawfiq to make more and more ibadat, spend his more time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes it easy to wake up early morning. Allah makes it easy to come to the masjid. Allah ta'ala makes him easy to spend more time in the house of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, in the zikrullah, in the tilawat of the Holy Quran, etc. This is the tawfiq of Allah based on your sacrifice, based on your love, based on your effort. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving somebody, then he protects him from committing sin. he will not commit sin because he has awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time in his mind. He does not commit any sin deliberately, intentionally. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his ikram in this world as well as in hereafter. So these are the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to obey the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then only Allah will love us and forgive our sins. The second point. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, and this is the riwayat from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qaal, la tadkhuluna al-jannata hatta tu'minu وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوا تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْسُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will not enter Jannah until you believe in Allah. The first condition of the entrance of Jannah is what? كَلْمِ شَهَادَتْ مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The ticket for Jannah is the كَلْمِ شَهَادَتْ. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will not be able to enter into Jannah until you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will not be able to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you love each other. See, again the link with each other, connection. You cannot enter in paradise without the iman. You cannot gain iman, complete iman, you know, without loving each other. So what is the outcome of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, a true believer cannot hate anybody. A true believer cannot be arrogant. A true believer cannot have ego. He always humbles himself and he will soften his heart, and he has the love for everyone, regardless Muslim or non-Muslims. Even the creation, animals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the entrance of paradise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not guide you towards something that if you do that amal, that act, you will love one another. What is that? Afsu salama bayna. You must spread salam amongst yourself. Salam, my brothers and sisters, one of the attribute name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of 99 names of Allah, one attribute name is As-Salam. So when we greet each other, regardless we know him or we don't know him, that will automatically create the love of that person, or in his heart he will have love for us. Because when we greet somebody, it softens his heart and he feels respect and he appreciates that, and then he starts loving us. Afsu salama bainakum. That was the first message Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to the people of Medina when he migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must spread salam amongst yourself. If you spread salam and you greet each other, that will, you know, grant you the love of each other. A love of each other will lead you to the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you into the paradise. These are the connections of each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, there are some adab and etiquettes of salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid. Some sahabi came and he greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assalamu alaikum, and he seated. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 10. Then after a while, other sahabi entered and they say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 20. Then the third sahabi came and he said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 30. So sahaba were sitting from the beginning with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They surprised, they did not understand what is the meaning of 10, 20 and 30. So they asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is this 10, 20, 30? Then Rasulullah sallam said, this first sahabi enter and he just used one word, assalamu alaikum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him just 10 reward. When the second sahabi entered, he said two words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, peace be upon you and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got 20 reward from Allah. The more you say, the more you get it. And the third person completed the salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are three words of the complete salam. May Allah have salamati, you know, peace upon you, his blessings, his rahmah and barakat. So we should also say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, complete salam. So if you say so, we're going to get the 30 reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, my brothers and sisters, to say salam is the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to greet at home or in the masjid, in the bazaar, wherever. So greeting is the sunnah. But to reply, if you hear someone said you salam, don't ignore it. Giving the jawab and answer and reply of the salam is wajib. Is wajib. So, and then we have to greet little louder. Sometimes people do reply, but so soft that person who greeted, he doesn't listen. So he got confused. He said, I'm greeting that person. Look how arrogant he is. He's not even replying my salam. And in reality, he did reply. But he replied so softly that he couldn't hear. So he's confused. So when you greet someone or reply the greetings, rather you must say a little louder so he can hear your salam, that yes, he greeted me, and that's how we should do it. Number three, one Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, guide me to an action that will make Allah and the people love me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, you want Allah Ta'ala to love you, and then you abstain from the worldly things, detach from the material world, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and abstain from what people possess, people will love you. So you don't keep asking people for favors, for money, you know, for things. They don't like. One time they will give you. Second time they will give with, you know, hard-hearted. Third time they're going to change their face. When they see you from farm, they're going to go away this way. He's coming, he's going to ask me something. So people are not generous that much. They give one or two times, then they get fed up very quickly, immediately. So whatever people possess, a big house, nice car, clothing, this and that, don't regard them. Don't say any attention. Don't pay any attention. If you detach yourself from attention of the people's worldly things, they will love you. That is the sign of the love. The moment you start asking from them favor, they're going to, you know, dislike you. They're not going to love you for that. So Rasulullah ﷺ advised that you detach yourself, abstain from the worldly things, Allah will love you. And detach, abstain, whatever people possess, they will love you too. Number four, my brothers, is the smiling. Smiling itself is a sadaqah. A mu'min, a true believer, cannot have sour face. Sour face is not a sign of the iman. It's not a sign of the true believer. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to smile. Always. Regardless how much of botheration, you know, tension, anxiety used to have for the people. You know, tabligh and preaching Islam. As soon as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, as soon as Rasulullah used to enter in the house, he used to smile. He used to leave all the badrishan outside. So we should not bring our baggage of the anxieties at home. Smile. Smile itself is a sadaqah. He doesn't have to pay any money. Smiling itself is the reward of sadaqah. So you should smile to each other. And sometimes we are so smiling and, you know, polite and good mannered people outside. As soon as we enter in the house, we change our attitude. We become so serious, so deserved. We don't smile to our wives and our children. We become like a boss. That's not good idea. This is not good attitude. They will not like you if you don't smile at them. Number five, you must show gratitude towards anybody. If someone does any favor to you, physically, financially, or morally, or verbally, say thank you. And in Islam, say Jazakallahu Khairan. This complete word is Jazakallahu khairan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes people just say, Jazakallah, brother, Jazakallah. That's not complete. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used same jaza for the bad thing also. There are so many verses of the ayat of the Holy Quran. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِسَيِّئَةٍ مِثْلِهَا. And in one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ. Their reward is what? Hellfire. Reward, same word used, jaza is jahannam. Because of their wrongdoing, because of their not iman. So just using jazakallah, it means it can be good, it can be bad. So you have to complete the sentence. Jazakallahu khairan. Allah reward you a better, good things. Then you are making dua. Otherwise, it can be opposite of the dua. Number six, my brothers, if we do wrong, and we do wrong, we are mistakeful. Al-insanu murakkabun min al-khatay wa nisyan. That is our second nature. We are going to make mistake. We are going to damage something. So the moment we do something bad, apologize immediately to the people. They will love you. Don't be arrogant. Don't say, oh, it's not my mistake, it's not my fault. If you immediately apologize to them, it will calm down their anger and they will start loving you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves those who make mistake and then repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent. Right? So apologizing is not, you're not going to cut off your personality. It's not matter of ego. Rather, it's connecting with each other. You did something wrong, you harm him, just apologize. Same time, it will solve the problem. Number seven, Jabrul Khawatir. Jabrul Khawatir means consoling. For example, you went out of the masjid, a person is selling miswak or some food item. You don't need anything, but you just buy to help him. So that is called Jabrul Khawatir. To help somebody without humiliation and help him out in the good manner, it is called consoling, and that is a good sign and attribute of the believer. Number eight, give the gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, tahaddu tahabu. If you give gift to each other, it will create the love between each other. So giving the gift is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, and automatically, scientifically, it creates the love amongst each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, giving gift to each other will increase the love between them. Sometime bring some beautiful item or some, you know, chocolate, flower, something for your wife. She will be surprised and she will be very happy and appreciative. So it will increase the love between the husband and wife. This is one of the trick to have the marital life fruitful and enjoyable. Number nine, tell your beloved people that you love him. One Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw some other Sahabi from the far, and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I love him for the sake of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, did you inform him? Does he know that you love him? He said, no, this is just my feeling I kept in my heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forced him to go and tell him that, brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. Then only he will know that you love him, you like him. You have to express, you don't have to hide and conceal your love for other people. If you love for the sake of Allah without any, you know, gaining the things from this worldly thing, just for the sake of Allah, ikhlas. If you love somebody, inform him that, brother, I love you. That will increase the love in his heart as well, and he will also start loving to you. My brothers and sisters, it does not mean, don't quote me wrong, that if you go out, oh, Imam said that if you love somebody, just tell him that you love. You go to the market and saw some beautiful woman, say, I love you. It's going to create the chaos. No time is. Not for the opposite gender. It's for your Muslim brother. That's only you should. Don't take advantage. So, number 10, my brothers, if you really love somebody, then you should pray for him in his absence. This is very, very important, that when we love somebody, then without knowing him, make dua for him. For this dunya or akhirat, may Allah grant you success in this world in hereafter. So that is the sign of loving each other. So these are the some points. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it.